First, though, in the 5 o'clock hour, we are happy to be joined by a talented actor, comedian, and impressionist. He's got a new documentary out called Being Robin and a one-man show honoring the great Robin Williams, channeling Robin Williams in many ways. He makes his New York City off-Broadway debut on November 25th at the Triad Theater. We're happy to be joined by Roger Kabler. Roger, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rich. I'm happy to be here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. You said you had a show in Canada last night?
I did. I have to tell you, I've had 9 shows, and I have 5 more to do on half of a hanging vocal cord that I have left. And it's because I get on stage, and Robin takes me for a ride, like for an hour. I'm just this meat puppet that he pretty much like moves wherever he wants me to move, and a 60-year-old body doesn't do all that stuff, you know. So I have to recover. It's a period of recovery, but it's a blast, and it's very unpredictable. It is channeling.
Well, I want to talk about your backstory because it's a fascinating one. You were a very successful actor. You were on the reboot of the Carol Burnett Show. You'd been on the Tonight Show. You'd done a lot of things, and then you ran into some personal struggles along the way.
That's the most fascinating part, as far as I'm concerned, and the most important, given recently the loss of one of our friends from TV who had a similar struggle, and I've managed to have to stop being an actor and find something else to do for a number of years. I got out of Hollywood. I was on TV. I was in Clueless. I was the Zima guy. I did all this stuff. And then it really fell apart with mental illness and drug addiction. And after, you know, I've been sober for 20 years, and it's taken me a long time to get on my feet and do it again. And what brought me back into it was Robin Williams. When he passed, I felt something very deep stir, and like a visitation, or I just felt like he was saying, hey, let's get back to work now. Come on. And I was like, oh, no, you don't. I was never going to go on stage again, and I just felt him pulling at me like, come on, I'm not done yet. We have to do this, please. It's all right, dear. You can do it. I was like, oh, God. And I thought this would kill me, but I've been doing it for 9 years. It hasn't killed me yet. I'm still doing it, and I'm still sober. So now, yes, there's a movie, and I'm going off Broadway. If I have my one vocal cord will function.
Well, I have seen clips of the show, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And to say impressionist, I don't think does it justice, because from what I saw, you become Robin Williams.
Well, that's what people were saying last night after the show, and thank you for saying that. I just get out of the way. Robin says, okay, you sit down here. I go now. And I just let him do. That's why my voice is so raggedy. It's so much intense energy that comes through me. That I have to, it's almost like an athletic event. I have to be in amazing shape mentally, too. It's exhausting to try to think like Robin, the way his mind, bing, 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 bing. It's all over the place, and things happen in front of me that I don't plan, and things come out of my mouth that were not planned. And that's why people are like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on? It's not entirely scripted, you know. It's like Mork and Mindy. It's just happening to me. I'm just getting out of the way and allowing it.
Well, I wonder, what's that experience like for you as that, you know, that energy, that life force comes into you? Mm-hmm. Do you just sort of surrender and let it go?
Yeah, when it's good, it's like a really good drug, baby. You know, it's like a wicked circus of endorphin rush. It's like an incredible high. So for the hour that I do Robin, and it's not all rapid fire. I transform into something different. I've done a version of Robin, which becomes more profound with a humanitarian message. Because after all the naughty stuff, and Mrs. Doubtfire is heavily involved in trying to keep him right during the show. It's like in between rounds of a boxing match. Mrs. Doubtfire is there going, oh, you have to do something profound now, dear. You know, and, oh, come on, we're having a good time, come on. And she's like, oh, look, they're getting turned off by all of your naughtiness. And I'm like, no, they're not, they're having a ball. And so we go back and forth, and finally she gets me to open up to why I came there in the first place, which is why I believe you know, we're doing this. And what would Robin say if he was back here about what's going on? And it's not a bummer. It's pretty funny. But it has to do with love and laughter and some sex. And, you know, it's an older Robin saying, hey, I'm always here, okay? I'll always be here for you. You're the reason that I got up in the morning, and you're the reason that I came back, because I love you. And I think by then people are crying. I started crying last night, too, because I love Robin. He's just like, I don't know, the first time I saw him, I go, oh, my God, that's me. He got there first. But now he's sort of using me like, I don't know, in some weird way. Sorry, I'm not giving you a chance to talk.
No, not so long. Listen, people can hear me talk every day. They want to hear. They want to hear you talk. So and I want to mention too.
So it's a manic trip, man.
Well, it's a perfect fit. I want to mention Cindy Williams was a dear friend of our show, and I know she had a chance.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and she had a chance to see you, and she. It sounded like she was so moved by what you did.
She actually came to the first performance that I ever did. It was a salon performance at Vicki Abelson's house in L.A., and she was promoting her book there. And she was in the audience, and she hugged me real tight. She was Shirley and Laverne and Shirley, and she was good friends with Robin. They did Laughing together, as a matter of fact, the reincarnation of that. And I felt like an old show business. So there we were. We were at Cantor's Deli, and we were enjoying a nice connection when she grabbed. And no, but she grabbed me, and she said, I feel Robin. Mm. And I said, thank you. That was what I hoped, that we can do this. And that kind of launched me into doing this for 9 years. I don't see any stopping either. We're going off Broadway. And she's gone now, too, which makes me very sad. I loved her.
She was a sweetheart.
God, I loved her.
Well,
so you knew her really well, right?
Well, you know, she was on our show a few times, and we would have lengthy conversations when she was on, and just the sweetest person in the world.
What a bench. Oh, God. Oh. Loved her.
So, Roger, what did Robin mean to you when you were younger, and what does he mean to you now?
It's a really good question. It's a good chance for me to mention my movie, Being Robin, which explains it. It's doing film festivals. It's winning awards. It's not really for sale, but if you want to, I will hook it up by giving you my email address, and then I can send it to you privately.
Ooh.
Like $10 for the DVD, and I'll sign it, and someday it'll be worth $10. But I can't sell it online right now because I'm doing all these film festivals. It's a no-no. But what he means, oh, man, for some reason, it's almost like I felt possessed by him. When I first saw him, like I said, oh, that's me. I felt an immediate identification and also an envy. Like, this guy got there before I did. I completely understood him and how he worked. And I put him into my act when I started doing impressions. He was a part of my act for years. And I even remember being in high school, being all being kind of shy, you know, hey, want to go on a date with me? Okay. You know, I just kind of had that weird behavior already in my body, and it was already there. You know how, like, we emulate people? Mm. You have somebody you emulate, and you kind of act like, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and Robin Williams was one of them when I was young, I had times doing theater through the years when I would have people say, geez, you remind me a little of Robin Williams. And the ultimate compliment.
Wow. It kind of is, but then you study his life, and he's been through so much. And I too went through the drug addiction, bipolar, couple marriages, all kinds of similarities. He was like a brother. And when he passed, something really powerful happened to me. I am an empath, and I felt that he was visiting. His spirit was, you know, took me for a ride. And, you know, I don't want to bring people down, but I was walking through the woods not that long after he passed, because I kind of experienced his death in a firsthand way. It was horrible. And I remembered thinking, this is what it likes to be Robin Williams and lose that. And I was walking in the woods, and just out of my mouth, I wasn't thinking about him. I was just enjoying and walking the woods in winter. And out of my mouth came, I miss my kids. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I wanted to make a joyous movie and a joyous show to celebrate him. But I really think in order to get to that, you have to go through a little bit of dark and a little deep, you know, areas to understand the need for the light. And that's just life. It's a battle of light and dark. But I went through that darkness until, hey, let's get to work. Let's make people laugh again. Come on. And I was like, okay, how can I turn down Robin Williams? How can I say no to Robin Williams? What if I'm crazy? Yeah, but what if it's real? Oh, damn, we have to make a movie now. You know, it's just kind of how it went down.
Well, when I think of Robin, too, I think about somebody who respected the audience, loved the audience so much, and that's the sad part of the story is that, you know, we didn't get all that we wanted of Robin Williams because of his untimely passing, and I don't know that he got as much of the love that he wanted to get from the audience. And so this show, I feel like from what I've seen, it gives people an opportunity to get some, but also to give some back.
Yeah, and that's really the connection and the communion of comedy anyways. It's not killing and dying. It's loving, it's giving, it's receiving. It's so much more. They have those, even Robin said, you kill or you die. And I think it's so much more. Give you this, I'm going to tickle you. Oh, and it's sexual, and it's, I'm going to, you know, I can't say anything right now, but on the radio, but I do. He's a very sexual, as you know. If you watch his stuff, a lot of stuff was about sex. And I try to lighten it up for audiences. But he would not have been happy for people to grieve him the way they do. I think this is an unacceptable end to his life. And so part of what I'm doing is saying, if you think of me, be happy. But forget all the grief. You can grieve, but really the biggest part of Robin was making people happy. And I think part of what I'm doing is to give them back Robin. And people write to me all the time saying, thank you for bringing him back. And I'm like, hey, baby, it's a gig, you know? I'm a method comedian. I practice, believe me. But then at some point, after you conjure it, it takes over. And then I can't control it. Like right now, I feel a little bit out of control. Could be the coffee. I don't know.
The show, again, premieres off-Broadway, the Triad Theater in New York, November 25th at 7 p.m. If you get a chance to see the movie Being Robin, make sure you do that and look for Roger's one-man show as he becomes Robin Williams if it comes to a stage near you. Roger, we wish you a continued good luck with the show, and thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you very much. You have all the information for the Triad in case?
I sure do, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, this was wonderful. Thank you. You had great questions. I appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you for being on with us. We wish you well, and hope you're less ragged when you're on stage, but I have a feeling once you hit that stage, the raggedness disappears and the magic begins.
It'll be okay by my next show tomorrow night.
There you go.
Fine.
All right, rest up. Thank you, Roger.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rick. Bye.
That's Roger Kabler with us here on Downtown.